This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I think it's 2 days.
All right, that's the president once again talking about what he's doing and what he's taking. It stirred up a lot of dust, and there was a lot of conversation about the FDA and what it takes and why people should be very careful about hydroxychloroquine. And taking it themselves, because the president, once he said it was something he was taking as a preventative kind of medicine for COVID-19, then that, of course, set off the alarm bells for those in the medical community and the scientific community as well. And the debate continues about what would it do and what are the effects and why is the president taking it. And it became a field day, by the way, for late night comedians who had a feast on the fact that he was taking it. So there we are. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us. If you're cruising around, sitting around, hanging out, one eye open, and you're listening to the show, glad to have you aboard, because we are celebrating 10-plus years here, 15 altogether, hard to believe, for me doing this show and talking to so many of you nationally and internationally. Always when we start off here, we talk about the deaths and the deaths of those who have gotten the coronavirus or COVID-19 in the United States and what the numbers are nationally as well. Death total so far in the U.S., 93,806. Those that have recovered, 301,000. The confirmed amount of cases, 1.58 million. Deaths passing well over 325,000 worldwide, 1.89 million recovered, and close to 5 million cases of COVID-19 confirmed nationally. On this show, of course, I talk about the tri-state area. It's where I grew up, the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut states. And Connecticut, just a couple days ago, became the last state to sort of reopen, for lack of a better way to describe it, that more opportunities are there for businesses, whether it's 25% capacity at a restaurant or whatever it might be, with a big holiday weekend coming up, Memorial Day. There are people who are on edge about it. There are people excited about it. And there's also lots of debates as to reopening too soon. Will we see more cases start to become confirmed? Will we see more deaths? Or will social distancing be at play, really work, and instead it's going to be something to celebrate? I certainly hope that it is the latter, and that's what we're talking about, that whew. All right, so we heard from the CDC the coronavirus does not spread easily on surfaces or objects. That's a good thing, because it certainly seemed like in the beginning that this is what we were all thinking and running out, and then there was a run on cleaning supplies because it was so easy for it to stick on certain surfaces. The CDC did make that announcement, which is super, super good. I said at the top about the hydroxychloroquine, always easy for me to say, and that the president said he is finishing his regime, because he has a little regime that he's doing, that's happening soon. He was doing the cycle as a preventative thing, and that after announcing that he was taking it, despite the warnings, that again became so much of what the debate was over. Why is he taking it? Is it effective? Should other people be taking it? He was taking it daily for about a week and a half and used it as an added measure to avoid getting the coronavirus. And remember, and I said this a couple of nights ago, The president has a physician constantly right there at the White House, near him, where he's going, traveling, all of that. Much different than anyone else who would run out and say, oh, this drug, you know, that cures or helps lupus, well, that's what I'm going to take. And it is used as a prevention or treatment of malaria, too. And like I said, lupus, it is available in the U.S., but guess what? Of course, only under a prescription. But because of the claims online, on cable television, everybody was pulling at this as to whether or not we were going to see some kind of a run, or was it really effective or actually ineffective against the coronavirus? What are the studies showing? And, of course, the all-important, and we know, if you've listened to television for 1 hour, you've seen drugs that, of course, are being sold on TV, pharmaceuticals, and they talk about the side effects and list them on and on and on and on. And there would be many side effects that would be listed here as well. All right, a couple of quick hits at the top as we bounce through the rest of this show. When I say bounce, it's jam-packed. I'm going to talk about some of the amazing things that people are doing across the country to help others. Talk a little politics as to what are the Democrats doing, what do the polls show for the president versus Joe Biden, because we know that's, of course, what it looks like, although he doesn't have the exact amount of delegates at this point, but it looks like it is Joe Biden for all intents and purposes. Not officially, but it just looks that way. Let's put it that way. And then 2020, the grads, what's happening? Again, along with the other things that people are doing, what amazing things are happening as far as those that aren't grading in normal circumstances, what's being done to make them feel special. And the answer to that is, of course, there are a lot of things that are being done to make that class feel like, yes, we are paying attention to you, all of us, and we know how tough it is not to be able to celebrate the way you would normally be able to celebrate when you're a high school senior. There's even a touching story about a young couple getting married, and then they're high school seniors and doing it partially because of a disease one of them has. And I think it was posted on all social media, in all forms you can think of a social media anyway, and just really, really, really exploded. And the Supreme Court, I'll mention a little rule of law that happened right here out of the gate. The Supreme Court temporarily blocked Congress from obtaining secret grand jury material from the Russia investigation. So that puts on hold what was ruled before in a lower court that would have allowed that disclosure while they decide whether to take the case on appeal or not. The Justice Department is actually asking the Supreme Court to review the ruling. The High Court gave the government until June 1st to file its legal papers, arguing why they should take the appeal up in the first place. And, of course, the House Judiciary Committee, follow the gobbledygook, argued that the secret grand jury material is central to their inquiry into possible obstruction of justice by the president and could reveal new evidence of impeachable offenses. We're back on the impeachment word again. If so, the committee said it will consider recommending new articles of impeachment. My, oh, my. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, thanks to all of you who sent in your thoughts about what's happening with the virus, how it's being handled in D.C., should there be more stimulus money, and a plethora of other things. By the way, if you're listening and you're saying, what mailbag? You can send me your thoughts 24/7, katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let it flow. All right, this first one is from Roger, and Roger says, Kate, I was listening to you the other night talk about some of the things that are happening as far as ways to combat the virus and what may or may not work, especially this UV light, the lamps that they're talking about on public transportation in New York City to try and kill the virus. I know some people probably think it's ridiculous, but I say anything you can do that could possibly work, why not throw the kitchen sink into the mix? And from what I understand, it is good in combating the virus and eliminating it. What do you know? Yeah, it's called PuroLight. They say that that UVC lighting can just poop. It can poop away. It can eliminate that the virus just poof like that. So they have UVA and UVB. That's part of it. And it's a disinfectant, supposedly. Now, phase one, they have the lights at subways, buses, transit stations, and that's already happening. That's going to kick in after the holiday week, and they've tested all that kind of stuff. And if they find that it's a good method and it works, they're going to expand it from Manhattan to the Long Island Railroad and the Metro North Railroad trains in another phase. It's called MTA, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. But they're going to do it. And this lighting is supposedly effective. And it's technology that's also affordable. So effective and affordable works, but it's a pilot program And you won't know until they launch it. And it looks promising. It looks like it could work. And the lamps are going to be used during the overnight shutdown on subway trains and when they're out of service. So that's when they're going to zap them. So they're halting overnight service on the New York City subways because of the virus. And that's when they're really going to be able to get to those trains and test them and stuff. Thanks for asking that, because I think it's pretty fascinating and could be a game changer if in fact it's something in our biggest city, it works to help. All right, then here's this one. This one is from John, who says, "Hey, Kate, listening to you here in New Orleans, appreciate all the shout-outs that you do for our fair city and for Louisiana just in general. We are a hardy people, and we are faring very well, the best that you can ultimately expect. So I'm paying attention to what's going on with these parks reopening. I used to be big on taking my family to any park that I could in the summertime. That's kind of how we would vacation for the most part. Do you think it's dangerous to reopen the parks, or do you think it's viable because of the amount of space we're talking about? Let me see. Let me look into my crystal ball. Magic 8 Ball, is it safe to open, let's say, Yellowstone? Oh, it says, John, ask again later. You know what? You said it, space. So I mentioned Yellowstone. I'm so fascinated with Yellowstone. It's the only park I haven't been to. It is, that's why I know a bunch about it, because I've been looking at going there. So over 3,400 square miles in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho, pretty much, if you look at it that way, shuttered since the end of March. And if you look at that amount of space, careful how many you let in. They're reopening it, so we know that's already happening. And people are making their way there. They want to go there. If social distancing were going to work and you had that much space, it could. But people want to be there. They're lining up. I mean, what do you think of when you think of Yellowstone? Old Faithful, of course. And that's what you, one of the things you want to see. And it's our, I didn't know this, but it's our first national park, but it's only half open. So there are things that aren't open. There's things that you can visit, but there's parts that you can't get to. This is what we're doing. You know, we're partially reopening. So the Grand Canyon, I'm sure, falls into that same category. It is a good place to see what happens and to be cautious, and for the rangers, etc., to watch what people are doing, and are they... It sounds funny to say that. Hey, you're hiking in the park. Are you hand washing? Are you purifying everything? I think because of the space, you have a good shot at it being okay, right? I mean, these are the kind of questions you're going to ask. These are the kind of questions that we don't know the answer to, and that we're going to go back and forth with until there's a vaccine, not just a vaccine to help the people who get it, but a vaccine that we can take, kind of like when you think it preventative, like the measles or anything else. If we had that, whew, then we're sailing, aren't we? Because we just get it. I mean, that's what we would do. Boom. End of story. If we know that works. You know what I'll be curious about, and a couple of you have sent me questions about this, because obviously people are thinking about taking mini vacations or doing that kind of thing, but I got something from Craig about, I'm interested in taking my family and rescheduling a trip to Disney. My youngest hasn't been there. Everybody else has. And I wonder, with a theme park like that, how safe it would be in Orlando. And, of course, you're not the only one, Craig, wondering. Walt Disney is. Universal, Comcast, all those people are connected to it. But they are taking steps to opening those parks. So they have to submit plans to a task force. That's how they're trying to do this. And they're talking about reopening, slower certain parts, and how many people are they letting in to the park, masks on, what are the virus protection steps that they would have in place. you know, Walt Disney World, this is quick aside, is a place where they may become the National Basketball Association's first playing site because they have the facilities to do it. They could do that if the 2019-2020 season does resume. There's probably a good possibility of all of that. All right, I'm going to take another one. Let's see. Something different. All right, we've got one from Larry who says, Kate, I'm a Texan like you, proud and loud we are, and I'm proud of the people in my neck of the woods in this state because they really are concerned about their fellow human beings, and they're practicing social distancing and being pretty safe about it, and I feel confident that we will come out on the other end, and I'm in Brownsville, Texas, but I know there are other people who are trampling over the idea of social distancing and wearing a mask and whatnot. I think the more people that do that, it's been proven to work, the better we probably all are in the long run. Ba-boom, you said it, touche. It is that we're all in this together, so if you do it, I do it. The guy next to us does it, and then the guy that's behind us does it. If everybody does it, and it's been proven to be helpful and smash, you know, or flatten the curve, you know, that saying, flatten the curve and cut the cases and go in the opposite direction, yeah, I'm all in. Why wouldn't we be willing to do that? And then finally, wrapping this up, this one comes to us from Annie, who says, Kate, I've emailed the show a couple of times. I'm really enjoying it. I live in West Virginia, and I'm looking at my Midwest friends in Michigan, and this dam that you briefly mentioned that didn't hold back the waters, and just poor Michigan just killed it with water. They have to be looking into it. What do you know about that Michigan dam? Yeah, it. I did talk about this. It's horrible. The shots of it, right? So it opened up. I mean, the dam, the water blasted through, and it forced something like 10,000 plus people had to evacuate their houses because it was right in the way. And it's this Boyce Hydro Power. And I guess they've had a bunch of problems in the last, you know, decade and a half that they've run the dam. And it's been a problem. They've talked about the ability to stop the flooding. And finally, they didn't do the things they were supposed to do. And the barriers were ripped out, basically, because of the wall of water. So, so scary for all the people in Midland, Michigan. Stay with us. We're talking more about that on the flip side.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The World Health Organization has reported a record number of new daily coronavirus cases. The global body said 106,000 new cases were recorded in the past 24 hours, the most in a single day. The number of cases worldwide is nearing 5 million. As all 50 states have taken steps to reopen their economies, President Trump provided an upbeat economic outlook.
States are opening up, some rapidly, safely, and we look forward to that. And I think we're going to get back. We're going to have some very good numbers, I project. I think that we will have a great transition period, which is third quarter. I think you're going to have a very good fourth quarter.
After canceling the face-to-face G7 summit in favor of a video conference, President Trump now says he's considering holding the gathering on or near the original June date. This is USA Radio News. House lawmakers will be able to cast votes and conduct committee meetings remotely for the next month and a half under a new rule from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She used the authority under new House rules to allow remote participation for as many as 45 days during a public health emergency. The measure was approved largely along party lines in a vote last week. Under the measure, a single representative in the lower chamber can act as a proxy for as many as 10 lawmakers for floor votes. It also allows committees to hold remote hearings and to mark up legislation. The Republican-led Senate has already begun resuming in-person sessions. Parts of central Michigan are underwater due to major flooding along the Tittabawassee River after days of heavy rain. More than 10,000 people are being evacuated around the town of Midland. President Trump says he's sending help by way of FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
For everybody on the front line doing what they can to help others who are struggling with COVID-19, you are integral, my friends, to the response and the wall to fight this ugly, twisted disease. Doctors, nurses, and so many other hospital healthcare workers. And also put on that list are the people that are willing to be the essential employees that are in grocery stores, that are subway conductors, that are doing things that are risky to themselves. And there is a price that some have paid because of that. What is great is there are all kinds of donations that are happening for COVID-19, raising money and awareness for all kinds of things like personal protective equipment, the PPE. More of that is starting to happen. There's the cash flow making that happen, and that's awesome. And you think about the gloves, the masks, all that kind of stuff, and that was so critical and will always be critical no matter what, because wouldn't it be great if it's the one-use thing? And instead of figuring out how can we constantly stretch this, and then people that are giving food, the long hospital shifts, doctors, nurses, don't have time to prepare anything, let alone eat. Eat what? Something healthy, something interesting, and that's happening.
It's happening a lot in New York, but not just in New York, and in other hospitals all over the country, you know, raising money and getting restaurant cooked meals to staff at a place that we had the top doc on from Weill Cornell Medicine at New York's Presbyterian Lower Manhattan Hospital, Lenox Hill, all of those places. And that's a very, very good thing because they're dealing with very big numbers. Here's something else that so many realized was a very big deal. There's a rising demand for basic essentials like toothbrushes and toothpaste and shampoo and body wash, etc. There's a place called Donate Beauty. And Donate Beauty connects brands and people to hospital workers in need. So hand creams, that's requested. Why? Because you're washing your hands so much. Think about what's going on. And then the whole sanitizing thing, so moisturizing, all of that, lip balms, all that kind of stuff. And I found an email that you can use, hospitalbeautydonations@gmail.com. And they have a list of, with, you know, email them with a list of products you can donate, and they'll match you up with a hospital. So if there's stuff that you have, and or you have in a neighborhood that you can collect, and a lot of people are doing that. So I love the strategy. I love what people are thinking about and figuring out what are the needs, not necessarily the obvious needs. And it's huge to take care of these people. It's like in the grocery store. What can you do? Keep your distance between you and the other shoppers and help the workers out and do that. Cover your coughs and sneezes with that tissue, that elbow, sanitizing wipes, for goodness sake. I always bring them in with me. And at my store, they have them anyway. And I wasn't even going in the store until recently, and I know there still is curbside pickup for lots and lots of people. So anyway, love the Clapaholics. You know, big hugs to all of those that are out there on the so-called front lines, because the front lines have certainly changed. Hey, speaking of changing, in an effort to get people to connect, to get out safely, how do you do that? We're coming up on the Memorial Day weekend, and then, of course, the summer. And I just had this conversation. I was invited to speak at an upcoming hospitality business recovery summit. And I say this here on the show, you all know that refocus, reimagine, reinvent, you know, that's what it's about, no matter what it is that you do for a living or what you're doing in your life. And I said it's about figuring out ways in hospitality of how can you still get together, you know, safely. So one of the things that is being discussed, and I love this, taking Yankee Stadium's unused parking lot, and I suggested these big parking lots, taking an unused parking lot and turning it into, ready for this, drive-in, a drive-in entertainment location. Can you imagine? What a perfect thing to do. So you can have your car parked. It would elevate whatever that experience is, right? You could have festivals that could where you could have movies. You could have food because the food could be delivered to the car or whatever it is. Or an X amount of people could go in. It would just be kind of an uptown drive-in experience. And they're talking about making this happen. And if I know anything about Marco Schallman and his group, they've been talking about this since this started. This will happen. And they'll do it, and they'll have food and music and all that kind of stuff. And I think others will take a cue from this. And you could just charge per car, right? How much, you know, they'll have to determine that. But do it per car, and then you have X amount that can possibly do it. You could have the cars park about 10 feet apart. You'd have a giant movie screens, right? You could have live music that could go through the car radios, and you'd could even have sanitized restrooms. I love it. I think it's a good idea. I do. Instead of not coming up with clever things, why not, again, burn that brain power and start to think of ways that we can use spaces differently and reimagine them and come up with some solutions that could make it interesting for people and get them out in a safe way, in a safe way. Speaking of safe way, there's so much conversation about flights, right? Because travel got socked. And once you get back on a plane, you know, are you ready to get back on a plane? But once you get back on a plane, what do you do to try to do it safely? So Southwest Airlines, they're bringing back water and snacks, but no booze. You know, it used to be they'd give you drink tickets and people would get drinks because there's so much business flights and that kind of stuff. So they can't do that. The drink coupons are out for now. And maybe eventually they phase them back in. But instead, what they're doing is they're doing cans of water and a package of snack mix and that kind of stuff on any flight that's more than 250 miles. And then for service on the short hops, of course, that's much different. But they think that they're going to have flights that are going to be 35 to 45% full in June. Of course, that's compared to 8% in April, so that's a significant jump. And they're saying Memorial Day bookings have positive results, that they're starting to see that it's been a couple of months with the discontinued flights for people, and they want to try to travel safely. So that's an indication that people are thinking about traveling if they're and wanting to travel or go visit somebody or whatever it is. And that's travel. If they're booking seats, and that means into the summer. What about Las Vegas? We had so many people on this show for weeks and weeks on end from Las Vegas, affected by what was happening with the casinos and shows going down in those casinos. And when are they going to get back online? When can you say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? And so they've got testing starting on Thursday for the first time. Tens of thousands of Las Vegas casino workers are being asked to come back. So job callbacks before they reopen, they're doing that round of conversations, testing, all that kind of stuff. And state gambling regulators haven't given the go-ahead or even a date for lifting of the order of closing all gaming establishments in Nevada to prevent the spread of coronavirus. But they are aiming, supposedly, for June 1st for a reopening, and that's why the testing and all of that. And the employees, of course, are not charged anything. And the goal is to get 4,000 test samples for the COVID-19 illness a day. And they're going to turn them around within a couple of days, and then they'll have more answers there. Think of MGM Resorts and Caesars. They have the most hotel properties on the Strip. They have 150,000 hotel rooms, and they furloughed about 60,000 employees in March. So this is a huge task to get everybody, to reopen, to figure out who's being plugged in where and determine all of that. Because, you know, some people have those mild or even moderate-type symptoms in the beginning for 2 or 3 weeks, and then is when it starts to cause those problems. As somebody who lived in Vegas, and I know that things survive and thrive by what happens on the Strip, especially the Strip the way it was redone in the last decade or so, and with pro sports teams, both hockey, their Golden Knights, who are the NHL team there, and the NFL team, that the Raiders, that is expected to play in their new stadium. Vegas wants to be able to reopen. They want to open the Bellagio, and they want to open New York, and it looks like they're trying to make that happen. Fingers crossed. He could be standing at the craps table, who knows, in a few months. All right, the governor of Michigan reacting to the flooding next. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The dams, the state of Michigan is reviewing every potential legal recourse that we have because this incredible damage requires that we hold people responsible, and we are pursuing and going to pursue every line of legal recourse that we can.
All right, that's Governor Whitmer from Michigan. And, of course, what is the dam supposed to do, and what do you always expect? Ah, that dam's been there forever. That's going to hold up. No such luck for the poor people in central Michigan because the days of the heavy rain clobbered central Michigan. Two dams failed. Thousands of people had to evacuate their homes. The floodwaters were ridiculous. They had to declare a state of emergency. In the middle of a pandemic dealing with the floods, can you imagine? That just heaps more problems on top of other problems. And it did inundate Midlands downtown with something like close to 9 feet of water. So they had flash flood emergencies all over the place. It was catastrophic. I mean, catastrophic. People were just trying to get away from the wall of water because it kept rising and rising and rising on Wednesday, and you could see sort of the raging water part on Tuesday when it was just overwhelming. This Edenville Dam is the name of it, and of course that gets more and more dangerous and more catastrophic, and You know, the people just were seeking higher ground. That's what you do when you get in that situation. But looking at it, and I was thinking the times I've spent in Michigan, and I know there's people listening to us there. Oh, I feel you. You know, you think of that dam is about 30 miles inland. To give you an example for anyone else living anywhere else that knows about dams. So 30 miles inland from Saginaw Bay of Lake Huron, and imagine all the people around there and then what happens. And, you know, it's not clear apparently if the breach was because of overtopping, although it sort of looked that way, or a break before overtopping. You know, you could see the video, and it looked like there might have been an initial break there. And they've had massive amounts of, I'm going to say massive, a lot of violations and lots of problems that the dam was not going to be able to withstand a significant flood. You know, it's all the way back into the late 90s that they had to increase. What do you have to do when you've got that situation, all that water? Spillways. And of course, they didn't really do that. So it wasn't maintained. It was one of the worst, in fact, maintained dams in the U.S. And that put it in the high hazard category because of the potential loss of life and the conditions that existed. And poof. Oh, you mean I can't just put my finger in the dam? She said sarcastically. No. This is why this thing was established in the first place, because of how it could crest. Just so tough for those people, the roads underwater, houses, all of that. How many lives, you know, ripped up because of that, just being doused. And that dam failure, you know, it's one thing to have waters recede and be in the middle of, you know, terrible rains. But it's another thing to see a river crest, and then what happens with the dam. The pictures were just insane. I mean, there were houses that, you know, you could see barely the rooftop, and then there were roads that were just ripped. I mean, this is a disaster. So of course it's a state of emergency. Evacuation now with the dam breach coming back will be interesting for some of these people as to, you know, what are they going to do, and will they even be able to get back into homes and businesses? Some of them maybe, others no. I mean, and they want to come back. You know, they want to come back and see what's happened to their property. And they're worried about sewage backup in houses and businesses, and that makes it even worse. That's just another part of it. Oh, yikes. It's been a long time, but I used to live near a dam, and I used to wonder. It was beautiful to see it. And it was off the Mississippi, but, you know, I would wonder about I know what the benefits are, but what can be the downfall of it. And of course, the downfall is if you're not, the problems if you're not maintaining it. It can cost you everything, including your life. But I haven't heard of any loss of life there. So, you know, it's like New Orleans. We look at New Orleans and the levees, and we talk about the levees and what it does. You know, the artificial wall, or even some have natural walls that block the water from going where, of course, you don't want it to go. And it makes more spaces habitable, and it diverts a body of water. And then, of course, the other pro of this whole thing is you've got incredibly fertile soil near those, near those areas with the seabed, etc. But again, and it can prevent flooding and what it's supposed to do in a storm surge. Certainly not break and cause flooding. And there are many, many areas. Maybe some of you live near a dam, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. But even economically, it can be a boon to an area. But of course, there is the other side of that. And the other side is scary if it's not taken care of, especially. And that's why some people even fight to have dams removed, because of some of the impacts on the areas, and because of what it does to the water supply, too, because it all depends on the rivers or where you're taking it. All right, that's your lesson on dams. Did you feel like you were watching Nova for a second or listening to it anyway? I am fascinated by the whole dam thing, and I was so sad to see what happened in Michigan, because I know that for some people, it's going to be like a whole rebuilding effort. And luckily, the thing I didn't hear, and I checked everywhere, is there weren't reports of people dying because of it, because that often can happen. All right, I said I was going to talk about this for a second. Yeah, there's all kinds of polls, and they can slant in all kinds of directions, obviously. So one of the latest polls that I saw, and this is supposedly, it's nonpartisan, but the Quinnipiac University poll, they did a head-to-head poll. President Trump versus the former Vice President Joe Biden. They released it on Wednesday. In the poll, they found that voters supported Biden over Trump. The numbers were 50% to 39%. Of the Democrats specifically surveyed, 88% said they would vote for Biden, 5% said they'd vote for Trump. Of the Republicans, 87% chose the president, 8% chose Biden. Independents favored Biden over Trump, 47% to 36%. So you know what's going to come into play, and of course the president knows this, and anybody in that position, especially when you're looking for that second term, we saw it with our last three presidents, it's where you are in history, it's responses to events, and the coronavirus is the big one. And what happens as we get closer to November, what's going on with the pandemic, all of that comes into play. Economics always, always comes into play in any election, because what's in your wallet means, can you feed your family? Can you pay your bills? There are reports that, of course, people are having bills that are due. They're having credit card bills due or other bills, and they just, car payments, whatever it is. And if they can't pay them, they're not paying them. They're trying to play, poker with, I have this amount of money coming in, what can I pay, what can I pay? And a lot of people are struggling when you think of the amount of unemployment. So odd, because 6 months ago, oh, it was such a different picture. Oh, what a difference a pandemic, sadly, can make to all of our lives, with our health and with our economic power and resources and what we're able to do. And this will very much play, obviously, into what will happen in the election. Most Americans favor caution with the reopening of state businesses and public spaces. That poll found that 75% said the reopening should be done slowly to prevent the spread of the coronavirus despite negative impacts on the economy. And you can find polls where it would flop in the opposite direction. On that note, we're wrapping this hour up. Thanks so much for listening to the show. My name's Kate Delaney. If it's your first, spread the word that we're here. Send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Remember, we're all in this together.
There were lots of invitations. I know you sent me some, but I was waiting.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.